95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, greetings, everybody. Healthy, happy hello out there. I am really happy to be here tonight on this cold Coleman evening. It is great to be able to come live to you and hopefully share some health and hope from some of my experiences that I've found throughout my past 8 years of really shifting my lifestyle and taking my health more seriously than I ever have. Before that, I was very focused on losing weight since I was a teenager and just always thought that if I could just lose weight, everything would be fine. And lo and behold, that is not the full picture at all. And I am just so grateful for the path that I've found and that I've been able to link arms with other people walking this journey and being able to really, truly create a much more healthy place in my world and in my surroundings, and hopefully all the time just encouraging others to come join me, because it is so worth it. Unfortunately, in our world, there's a lot of struggle going on, you know, a lot of sadness, a lot of illness, a lot of sleeplessness, just, you know, a whole lot of things like that. And when we live it day to day, we get used to living like that. And there's this old saying about a frog in the boiling water. And if a frog gets put in water, it doesn't recognize that the water is starting to boil as it heats up, and it will just eventually not be alive anymore because it doesn't recognize the fact that the climate around it is changing. And it's kind of where we are in relations to our health and our world. If you look around, we get very accustomed to hearing about people and how sick they are and the medications that they're on, and they're not able to do this, or I can't do that because I'm just old now. And I just would really like to encourage all of us to not fall for that. There's so many things out there that we're just being advertised to, and I just think it's so easy to consider all of a sudden that this is just the way life is supposed to be around us. It's just how life is meant to be for me. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be like that. And unfortunately, a lot of times it takes us getting into a desperate situation of our health being at stake or illness or something like that for us to actually have that awakening that, hey, I really need to do something about this and I really need to get serious. And I just want to urge you not to wait for that. The time is now, and the time is, I can't say it any more clearly. It just really is. There's no better time to start to help yourself be, do, and have more than right now. I mean, everybody wants to be healthier, leaner, and lighter, and happier, and more financially secure. We all want that, but we have to take the action and get on a path that's going to help us do that. And it happens over time, and everything happens over time. And I know you guys might say, she says this every single week, but it's so true, because the choices we make today and in the moment are those choices that we make every day, repeatedly. And what happens over time is the direction that we're going. And it's just kind of like in the moment, it doesn't really matter if we choose a salad today for lunch or we choose a cheeseburger. What's more important is what we choose every day over time, because that's what's going to take us in a direction. And a lot of times what happens is we get to the moment and we may start the day out and tell ourselves, I'm going to eat really good today. I'm going to be really healthy today. And you go out and you're faced with a decision of lunch, because maybe you didn't have a plan. Maybe you were just kind of leaving it to chance, and you're up against making a decision for lunch, and you know that you might do yourself a favor and get something a little bit lighter, like maybe a salad, or there's that fettuccine Alfredo facing you, you know? And when you're up against that, sometimes it's just like that salad's not going to give you instant health of what you're looking for. However, that chicken Alfredo will most likely give you some instant pleasure. And so we opt for the instant pleasure and vow to start tomorrow. And that's the cycle that I find I was in for years, and I find a lot of people are in. And right now the reason to not get started happens to be the holidays. But we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about managing some stress during the holidays and give you some tips for that. But I just, I'm excited about this time of year too, because even if you're not ready to buckle down and get started early on your goals for 2019, it's still a great time to be able to be focused and be more mindful about what your behaviors are, what your triggers are. Just, you know, going through the holidays, maybe doing things a little bit different, not even changing your food or drink, not even worried about that portion of it. But there are some things that you can do that can help you just to start gearing up for making a change if that's what you desire. So, and kind of to come back to my point, you know, health doesn't happen by chance. I mean, we've definitely passed the time in our world where we just can go with the flow and expect a healthy outcome, because the flow of our country and the flow actually, because we've exported obesity, we call it globesity, the flow and the direction that that has been going, ultimately, if we just stay on that track, we're just going to end up moving into ill health and disease. And it just really takes us standing up for what we want to create in our own lives and then find a clear-cut path to help you do that. So, and that's what I feel like I found. And if it wasn't for the fact that I really was able to link arms with others and learn, I mean, it's been a learning process ever since I got going. Even learning to not really worry anymore about what people actually think about me talking about health or making different choices for myself, because that's different. The decisions that I make and the actions that I take now are usually different than a lot of the people around me. And that's okay. It's just taken me time to get there, because when it doesn't look usual, people kind of get uneasy about that. And I can give you an example of that. A very dear friend of mine, she is a dietitian and nutritionist, and she's also a diabetes educator. And she went to somewhere in our country, another state, she went to a diabetes educator show, or it was some kind of event that they had. And she actually took a picture of the cakes that were there, and they were just their regular cakes. And she just thought, you know, here we are, we are trying to help educate people about changing their behaviors to best manage diabetes, but we're all here eating cake. And we were talking about that just because it looks, you know, when we do things that aren't regular and we do things that don't look like they should, people get kind of alarmed by that. So if you go to that event and they didn't have the cake, then some people might be upset. And that's a very broad thing. So you bring that back to family and traditions, and maybe Christmas, you're going to bypass on the desserts. You may take a little bit of flack for that, just for not joining in on the usual traditions. But just stay strong, be encouraged that making the change and blazing the trail gives other people permission to start to take notice, and then also maybe even make a healthy choice in their world. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some tips for managing stress during the holidays. Thanks so much.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
It's the holidays, and everyone is stressed out over shopping, baking, and general holiday craziness. Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's wants to give you a chance to be the office or family hero. Everyone wants extra brownie points, or should I say chocolate chip cookie points, with their boss and their family this time of year. But we want you to get all the points this year. You could win a 30-piece party platter by sharing why your office or family deserves a party this holiday season. Have you been late one too many times this year? Have you driven your parents crazy asking for the way too expensive present? Or maybe your office or family has a truly inspiring story about all the good you've done in the community this year. Check out our Facebook page for more information about how Live 95 and Jimmy John's of Coleman can make you the holiday hero. Merry Christmas from Coleman's Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
1-800-321-2121.
Founded in 1887, Coleman Savings Bank serves the people of Coleman with a full line of banking services. One of those services is their legacy checking account, available to those 50-plus, military, teachers, policemen, and firefighters. It features no monthly service charge, interest earned on any balance, free paper or e-statements, and two free boxes of checks per year, along with other features. You can stop by any one of four convenient locations and ask them about the legacy checking account, or visit www.ColemanSavingsBank.com. For more information. Coleman Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for coming back. And I'm going to have to throw the phone number out there just in case anybody feels like calling in and making a comment, or if you have a question, 256-737-9505. And I want to give a few shout outs because there are some people in my life that are really, they've been working hard, making some healthy changes, and they're starting to really gain some momentum and consistency. So I'm going to just start out and say a few names here. So I got Mary Lou. She's doing fantastic. She's about 40 pounds lighter since she started her journey in August. And Pat is wearing a size 6, and she has not worn a size 6 in 10 years. So she was pretty excited about that. And the other thing that she shared, too, is that the pains in her joints are, it's no more. Her rings fit better, and her pain is really relieved in her joints. And that's all because she's really starting to reduce that inflammation in her system. And then collectively, there's a couple I've been working with, Paul and Martha. They are 150 pounds down between them. I couldn't be happier for them. Just great, great people who, you know, he basically, I love what he said. Somebody asked him, you know, because the whole idea of eating healthy is expensive, and he came back with, he said it was not near as expensive as the funeral I was heading towards. And I was just like, wow, there's way to go, Paul. That's like a big dose of reality. And then there's Melissa. She's a friend of mine here, and she is one of the people here at the radio station, and she's been really working hard on her own goals. And I know she's been doing some regular exercise, and she's about 15 pounds lighter, and she just looks great, and you can just tell it in her face that she feels good. So
I call it the starvation diet, but she doesn't like it when I say that.
Well, it's not, though. I mean, she looks great.
I agree.
Yeah, she just looks. And the other night when I saw
like
you guys.
Just like I told her a couple of years ago, I don't care how you look. You've always been attractive to me. But, yeah, I mean, she's pretty happy.
Yeah, she just, and you can tell she's just got a glow about her, and I love it, and I just think it's super. So, okay, so five tips I want to delve out to you guys for managing stress during the holidays. So while many of us are excited about the arrival of the holiday season, you know, it's not without its difficulty for sure. The holidays can be especially tough time for many as they deal with the stress of wrapping up final projects or traveling, or, you know, they got gatherings going on, or even being reminded of the absence of loved ones. And while emotions have the tendency to run high at this time, there is a great need to practice some self-care and to find a way to remain grounded. And it's really important to eat well, stay connected with the people who make your soul glad, and to start your morning with behaviors that set the tone for the entire day. So to help you get through the holidays with as little stress as possible, I would like to share my top five tips for surviving the holidays. And tip number one, and this is one, oh my goodness, I am working on this myself. go to bed early. So a lot of times it seems impossible to get to bed early because there's so much to do. It's easy to lose track of time. One way to ensure you're in bed at a reasonable hour is to set an alarm on your phone. So if you set it to go off 60 to 90 minutes before you need to be in bed, you'll have time to wrap up what you're doing and begin your bedtime routine. And so for me,
I can tell you that that's very easy to do this time of year because 5 o'clock looks like 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock looks like 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And 10 o'clock looks like 3 o'clock.
Yes. And for me, I have to not turn on something like a movie. And that's a discipline I need to really work on. So if you need a little help getting restful sleep, consider shutting off your electronics a couple hours before bed to reduce that risk of being overstimulated. And then other methods for better sleep include, you know, filling your home with pleasant smell of maybe like lavender oil or eucalyptus. And then definitely not eating heavy meals that are going to keep you up too close to time that you're headed to bed. The second tip is to, you know, keep up your practice. And when I say practice, that can be anything that you have going on that really does keep you grounded. Like, let's just say your thing is stretching or yoga or meditation or walking. So those practices yield more benefits than and make they just yield more benefits, and you just need to keep them as part of your daily routine. If you're pressed for time, just try to carve out 10 minutes of stillness. Just to center. And I know this might sound really crazy, but I have learned this from being a laughter yoga leader. One of the things that you can do if you just are needing to relax instantly, you can take a deep breath in and exhale with a hum. And I promise, if you just try that, it's amazing how it brings you to the moment. And you can even take that further. You can take that further by doing the same thing. Take that deep breath in into your belly. Exhale with the hum. But as you're exhaling, you can close your eyes and you can plug your ears. And it is amazing how it's almost like you're just like this. You sound like you're, you know, inside a bumblebee or something, but that's a grounding technique that I learned a long time ago, and it's just good. So you can also journal, but that could be a whole nother topic. So number three is just have your morning routine. Keep it solid. You know, whatever it is that you do in the morning, just keep that going and set an intention for the day. If you can wake up and talk to yourself just about, this is going to be a great day, I'm going to get everything done. Just set the tone for your day so that you're prepared to take on whatever comes your way. Tip number four, and I love this one, is connect with the people that light you up. Sometimes you choose your tribe and sometimes they choose you. And however the connection happens, it's something to be grateful for. So your close-knit circle of friends is an essential part of your support system. And if you're still looking to connect with others who have similar interests and who will challenge you in life, you can find that. You can do that. That's why personally, I love my coaching community, and it's just been fantastic because for me, it's a platform where I can be myself. I can learn, I can bond over just shared experiences, and I get to broaden my horizons every day by being around people that all the time want to be better. And then tip number five, eat well. Particularly around this time of year, there's so many rich and sugary foods available, and it's pretty much wherever you go. And I'm not telling you don't indulge. But what I do want to tell you is just also try to just keep yourself balanced. You know, fill up on the vegetables first and then the proteins and then the whole grains. And, you know, keep your portions reasonable when you do treat yourself. And you'll find that you can really, watch those portions and really enjoy the food. You can probably even, I've learned too, that even just slowing down and really tasting my food makes a huge difference. And if it's a treat, a dessert that you just got to have, try on for size the 3-bite rule. That first bite, just savor it. And then that second bite, take it all in. And then the third bite should be all we need, because by that time, our taste is satisfied. And then anything beyond that is just eating to eat it. So those are my top 5 tips. And I know that the holidays are coming fast and furious. Actually, they're here. I should say that, because we've already passed Thanksgiving. But they're still, I know, with all the gatherings that are coming up in the next few weeks, that it can really bring about some real craziness for everybody. If you are interested and ready to start your own health journey but don't know how to start, I would love to talk to you. I do free health assessments, and all you got to do is reach out. You can text or call. You can find me on path-changers.com. That takes you to my Facebook page. And then 256-338-4645 is my number. And I'm here to help you in whatever way I can. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to a fantastic radio station here in Coleman, Live 95. And coming up next, we've got the Big D Show. So you'll want to stay tuned for that for sure. Thanks so much. See you next week.